Lamb.
Of the Lamb, yeah.
Come on, tell them, can you sing?
Can you sing?
Yes, I'm saying.
I am saying.
I know I am.
I know that I am. Yeah.
Ask your neighbor, has your soul been redeemed?
Have your soul been redeemed?
Has your sin been washed?
It was clean.
Oh, man.
Come on, tell them.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. Now, let's talk about the wife responsibilities. Actually, there's two responsibilities that the wife got. There's more than that, but I'm talking about two really major, we're going to say, cornerstones. The first one is that she is to submit to her husband as to the Lord. Now, the word submit means to arrange under, to be subject to obey, to yield to one's admonition or advice, to place oneself under authority, and catch this one, to adapt herself to him. It is the woman's responsibility to adapt herself to the husband and not necessarily for the husband to adapt to the wife. Now, that's according to the scripture. But how many of you know women want to mold that man? I almost got him trained. I'm training him how I want things. You're adapting him to you. Okay, now you want to know why you got dysfunction? That's why your relationship dysfunctional. Because you're out of order. Because you want everything your way. I'm going to say with a lot of women, it's their way or the highway. You're going to do it my way or things ain't going to be nice around here. And the world has even got a slogan. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Now, it ain't supposed to be like that because mama ain't supposed to be the thermometer. She ain't supposed to be the one setting the temperature. Who's supposed to set the temperature? The husband is. Right? See how we done adapted all that stuff from the world? If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So everybody keep mama happy. So the whole family adapt to who? And really, they should be adapting the dad. See how backwards it is? And then you got a bunch of men walking around that don't have no self-esteem, no get up, right? They don't have no vision, no plan, because it's been whipped out of them. It's been beat out of them by their wife. Every time he tried to rise up, you shut up. You ain't got no say-so around here. And the kids don't go to the daddy for advice. You know, they go ask mama, can they do? Let me go ask mama if I can do this. And don't ask daddy nothing. Why? Why is it like that? Because mama done usurped her authority. She had demoted the man from the place God put him in. You ain't supposed to demote your husband and take him from the headship, and now you running the show. Okay, now you see why it ain't gonna work? You see why that man drink now? Why he don't want to come home in the evening? Because he tired of getting whooped. He just like the dog with the water hose. I ain't going in there. Nobody around here respect me. He ain't gonna hang around a place he ain't respected. He'll quit a job before he get disrespected. You know, a man will say, look, if y'all gonna disrespect me on this job, I'll go get another. He'll walk off a job. He'll get mad. Now, he shouldn't always just act out of anger, but I'm gonna tell you, he just ain't gonna be disrespected. Not a real man ain't gonna let nobody disrespect him. Number one need that a man have is to be respected. Number one need a woman have is to have affection, not just sex. Affection and sex is not the same. Her first responsibility is to submit, to come under him, and to adapt herself to him, yielding her will. As long as he's not commanding and demanding things that are contrary to the will of God. The woman should not be the head of the house. She ain't got no business ruling things and running things. Praise God. I'm going to lose some friends today. All right, number two. She got to reverence her husband. That's the second responsibility, is to show reverence for him, to respect him. Listen to this, to notice him. Some women don't even notice their husband no more. He can dress up in a hot pink suit. And she'll just walk in and say, that man done lost his mind. She ain't even. Don't show no, don't notice him. He can walk out the house like that. She don't even. She don't notice him. It means to regard him, to honor him, to prefer him, to esteem him, to praise him, to admire him, to love him, to defer to him. This is a woman's responsibility, to defer to him. That means to yield the right away, knowing that sometime he gonna miss it. He gonna miss it sometime. But if you stay in a place of submission, there's a protection, there's a divine protection that comes on your life that keep you from getting hurt. When you do it as unto the Lord, then the Lord will see to it, because you obeyed him, then there's a protection there for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then number three, there's three things. The scripture says in 1 Timothy 5:4 that she's the bear children, because a man can't. She's the bear children. She is to guide the home that's happening in her. She's going to guide the home and to give no occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully about her family. I mean, she ain't out in the street, people talking about her running up and down the street. She's not bringing a reproach on her husband. Now, you go to my house, if you was to come in my house, it's CC all over it. I got one picture on the wall, and it's in the utility room. Hanging right up over the deep freezer. I let her handle that. I let her handle the inside. Whatever make her happy in that, you just go ahead and do it. She want a wall painted, I paint it. Might not always paint it when she want it painted, but I'll get around to it. You know, I have to work it in. But I do that. I say, whatever you want to do. I remember one time she bought her first Oriental piece. She asked me. She came to me. She said, Greg, can I buy this piece? I think I like Oriental statues and things. Can I buy it? And I said, yeah, you can buy it. Then she went and put it on top of the TV. I said, now, I told you could bring it in the house, but I don't want to look at it every time I'm watching TV. I don't like Oriental. I ain't got nothing against that culture, but that just ain't my favorite kind of art. I said, now, I told you you could bring it in here, but you're going to find another place for it. And she moved it. Then I noticed after I gave her the green light, everything turned oriental. I woke up one morning and said, yay, yong, 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 yong. Then she turned to elephants. Now you got elephants everywhere. I woke up one morning and said, she managed the house. She run the house. Now when it comes to the outside, that's my domain. I said the boundary is mine. Outside, when she come out there trying to tell me what to do out there, I point her back. I said, you going back in the house. You got your way inside, but it's, I trim the hedges the way I want to trim them. I give them whatever shape I want to shape them. I cut whatever limbs off the tree I want cut off. You going on back in the house. This is my domain. This is my territory out here. If I want four different kinds of grass, we'll have four different kinds of grass out here. You going on back in the house. And it's easy. She come out there one time to me. I said, get on back in the house. Found the one blade of grass didn't get cut. I said, you see, the lawnmower ran over it. I didn't trim around that little blade. You missed that little blade. It's my territory out here. But even at that, she helped me with it. Now, when we were younger, I would come home. She'd have some warm-ups on. She'd have a scarf around her head. And we had a push mower, and she'd be pushing that mower. And boy, I'd get so mad at her. I'd say, I don't want you out here cutting no grass. And she'd say, I just wanted to bless you. I know you was going to come home and do it today. I just wanted to help you. So I stopped her from cutting grass. So then she started bringing me a glass of water.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Now, she need to recover that first love. She need to recover. I worked hard yesterday. I was trimming hedges yesterday, weed eating, edging, cutting limbs off the tree. And I said, boy, sure would be good to have where that water at? That water. I used to get water when I used to do this. See, I used to get water. I'm about to go get my own water from now on. Put my pitcher out here. You know, I'm just saying that in jest, you know.
Yeah,
but I ain't married to but one of them. I'm just married to one of them. She was a cook before, too. She bring me the water, and then I go sit down to a big hot plate sitting on the table waiting on me. We a team now. We a team. You know, she can give it. I can take it. I can give it. She can take it. We know where the limits are. Amen. I would never do anything to embarrass her. Or put her down. No, indeed. And I don't want you to take that like I'm dissing her. I ain't disrespecting her. I'm just trying to get you to see some practical things.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. Services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.